As Shakespeare wrote, what's in a name? Well, sometimes quite a lot, really. If you think about it, it's only with the act of naming that we begin to fully know something or someone. J.S. Bach's Christmas Oratorio is made up of 6 parts, and when we arrive at the 4th of those parts, a baby has been born, angels have arrived in the fields to tell the shepherds the news, and those shepherds have spirited off to Bethlehem to see for themselves. Part 4 of the Christmas Oratorio is coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from 99.5 WCRB, Classical Radio Boston, a part of WGBH. J.S. Bach's Christmas Oratorio walks us through the story of Jesus' birth, reflecting in musical form the most crucial, pivotal moments of that story. And to experience those moments even more fully, you can find the words for Part 4 of the Christmas Oratorio, provided by Boston's Emmanuel Music, at classicalwcrb.org, where you can also hear this program again on demand. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. This time of year is when we think of giving gifts to our friends and loved ones. In Bach's family, one of the greatest gifts you could receive was a book of music, something that ran deeply through the identity of the extended Bach family. And the assembly and giving of a notebook filled with short keyboard and vocal pieces by various composers was one of the ways the family told its younger members who they were. Here's a piece included in the notebook given to Johann Sebastian's nephew, Andreas. This is the Aria Variata alla Maniera Italiana, an aria and variations in the Italian manner, with pianist Angela Hewitt here on the Bach Hour. Thank you. The aria and variations in the Italian manner was most likely written by J.S. Bach when he was in his mid-20s. It eventually found its way into a collection assembled by Bach's oldest brother, Johann Christoph, for his son, Andreas. And as an aria with several variations on its harmonic progression, you might think of it as something of a prototype for Bach's later work of genius, the Goldberg Variations. Angela Hewitt was the pianist in this performance of Bach's Aria Variata alla Maniera Italiana. No matter what your faith, when you think of the Christmas story, particular scenes and images inevitably come to mind. The manger, of course, angels and shepherds in a pasture, and, of course, three gentlemen on camels looking at a star in the nighttime sky. One part of the story that just doesn't get the same attention in our day is the part commemorated on New Year's Day. Blame post-Christmas Day travel or football games or maybe New Year's Eve. Whatever it is, New Year's Day in our time isn't when we tend to gravitate towards more of the Christmas story. But it was for that day that Bach wrote one of the most intimate parts of his Christmas oratorio. After the action of the first three parts, when Jesus is born, angels appear to the shepherds, and the shepherds visit the newborn baby, part four tells the story of the naming of Jesus. And Bach, ever the inventive musical storyteller, leaves behind the exhilarating trumpets and drums of parts one and three, as well as the rustic oboes of part two. Instead, he starts part four with a warm texture of strings and horns, accompanying a graceful chorus. It's a signal that we're doing something different in this part. Not so much moving the action along or painting a specific scene in the story, but rather sketching a more internal landscape for the believer. The evangelist drops in for his one and only statement in this part, simply to say that 8 days after he was born, the baby was circumcised and named Jesus. The rest of the cantata is a multidimensional response to that event from believers both individually and in community. The most striking of these responses comes from the soprano soloist, who sings an echo aria, representing a dialogue between the soul of an individual believer and the divine. The believer asks if she should rejoice, and the divine responds, yes. You can see all of the words Bach set to music at our website, classicalwcrb.org, where you'll find a translation from Boston's Emmanuel Music. Here's part four of Bach's Christmas Oratorio with soprano Christina Schaefer, alto Bernarda Fink, tenor Werner Gura, and bass Christian Gerhaher. They're joined by the Arnold Schoenberg Choir and Concentus Musicus of Vienna, all directed by Nicholas Arnenkor, in concert at the Musikverein in Vienna, here on the Bach Hour. Thank you.
8 Tage umfahren, dass das Kind beschnitten würde. Da ward sein Name genennet, Jesus, welcher genennet war von dem Engel, ehe denn ihre Mutterleibe empfangen ward. Immanuel, o süßes Wort, mein Jesus heißt mein Gott, mein Jesus heißt mein Leben, mein Jesus hat sich mir ergeben. Mein Jesus soll mir immerfort vor meinen Augen schweben. Mein Jesus heißet meine Lust, mein Jesus labet Herz und Brust. Ich will dich mit Lust umfassen, mein Herz soll ich nimmer sehnen. Ach,
du sagst selber, Thank you. Ich will nur dir zu Ehren leben. Mein Halt, gib mir Kraft und Mut, dass es mein Herz recht eifrig tut. Ich will nur dir zu Ehren leben. Gib mir Kraft und Mut, dass es mein Herz recht eifrig tut.
Thank you.
the fourth of the six cantatas that make up J.S. Bach's Christmas Oratorio, in a concert performance recorded at the Musikverein in Vienna. Nicholas Arnenkor conducted the Arnold Schoenberg Choir and Concentus Musicus of Vienna, with soprano soloist Christina Schaefer, alto Bernarda Fink, tenor Werner Gura, and bass Christian Gerhaher. Bach assembled the Christmas Oratorio by rewriting movements from earlier cantatas he had written for birthdays and coronations of royalty. In that same spirit of recasting, here is the Dutch recorder virtuoso Erik Bosgraaf with a concerto reconstructed from parts of Bach's cantatas 32 and 156. Thank you. In yet another one of those musical mysteries, J.S. Bach wrote the first 9 measures of the piece you just heard as a concerto for harpsichord. But while that's all we have of that piece, Bach used the same music for a cantata movement. It's given scholars just enough to go on in reconstructing this concerto in D minor, performed here by recorder virtuoso Eric Bosgraf and his Ensemble Cordovento. Remember, if you'd like to hear this program again on demand, just visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliard-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.